This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
3 o'clock. Good to have you with us on a Monday. This next one, I see it pretty clear, but that doesn't mean I'm right. But work with me. Last night, the Toronto Maple Leafs lost a game 7, which on its own is painful enough, especially when you no-show. Scoreless after 1, 3-0 after 2, down, I think, 5-4-1 before you score. You lose 6-1. I mean, just a complete and utter disaster. But it's not by itself. It's not on an island because the Maple Leafs have lost 7 straight game 7s in the last 21 years. 7 straight.
Mm-hmm.
David said something before the show, and I go, stop right there. That's the topic. We're sitting here, and whether you're a Wings fan, Piston fan, Lion fan, Tiger fan, there have all been periods of your team not being good. Now we're blessed. Our teams are starting to turn things around, except for the Red Wings. David said the following. I would rather just not make it at all. I would rather just be bad.
Yeah.
Than to be a Leafs fan. To be good, to routinely not make playoff runs is one thing, but mm-hmm. to lose 7 straight game 7s.
Bro, when they won game 6, I'm looking like, you sure you want to do this? You sure you want to do this? You could just go out in game 6 and have a mercy kill.
But to lose game 7 and get dump trucked?
Yeah.
So here's my question. As a fan, guys, would you rather just not make it at all? Is there a more painful existence than being a Leafs fan? Because I'd argue all the years the Lions were bad, at a certain point, it doesn't even hurt anymore. It's like me with my Giants. At a certain point, you just don't care. Hey, we're bad. And it's like when Eminem makes fun of himself against Papa Doc in 8 Mile. And what else? You know, you just get to a point, it doesn't matter. But a Leafs fan, oh my God.
No, it's what I like to call, because when David told me, I like to call it the Buffalo Bills paradox. Bills go to 4 straight Super Bowls, lose all 4. And the question is, would you rather be the Bills or would you never go to the Super Bowl? And I will still say, you take the pain.
Oh, God.
You take the pain because it means you're in the fight. It means you have a chance. Yeah, you may lose, but you're not at home. You're not watching. You have an opportunity to change the course of history, and you got to hope that eventually you will break through. Eventually, you will win that game 7. So if I had the choice, I'd rather play the game 7s and lose than to sit at home and do nothing.
Where do you guys stand on it? Is there a worse existence than being a Leafs fan? 7 straight game 7s. I'd rather you not get to a game 7. In fact, I'd rather you just not make the playoffs. But to get to game 7, and again, for it to go the way it went, oh my God. They were showing pictures of like and video of people leaving Maple Leaf Square. What is with the viewing parties, by the way? I had this conversation with my dad last night. He calls me up because where the Knicks had their ridiculous watch party, mm-hmm. they were repurposing it for Yankee and Met fans. Mm-hmm. What is it with people you can't stay home and watch the game?
You want to be with other fans just like that?
So you weren't hugged enough as a kid. Understood.
The camera will cut to you, you'll cheer.
And
it was funny because I saw one and the brother just walked out. He just left at the view.
The Maple Leaf fan.
Yeah,
I saw this.
He just left. He moved the barrier and just started walking to his car.
He looked like Kenny Cobb leaving the bar.
He knew, you know what? I don't need this. I know where this is going. And I think at least it was easy for them because it was 6-1. You didn't lose a 1-0 game in double overtime.
So the question to you, the listener, is this. Two choices. You can live the existence of a Maple Leaf fan, where your team's good, but they never go anywhere, and they lose every game 7. Or you could just be bad. You could just be a Wings fan. You could just say, F it. I'd rather not be a part of this. Then, look, you know what's approaching this? Being a Ravens fan. Being a Bills fan. Oh. That's where I always laugh when these Detroit GMs talk about, we want to have sustained success.
It's a different type of hurt. It's a different type of pain. But, yeah, if given the choice, I want to be in the playoffs. I want to have a chance. I want to be able to break through. I do.
You're choosing death by getting hit by a car or dying in your sleep.
No.
I mean, come on. There's an obvious winner here.
Well, the winner is you don't know that maybe you go to the playoffs and you break through.
So you want to get hit by a car. That's your desire.
I think they know, though, every year there's failure. Whether it's the first round, second round, overtime, game 7,
but I'm saying it's one of those things, different sport, but it's like the Cubs. Eventually, they broke through. The Red Sox, eventually, they broke through. You want to give yourself an opportunity to actually win. Because to me, if you rather just say, I don't want to be in this, you kind of sound like a quitter. You at least want the opportunity to say, I had my chance. I may have blown it, but I had a chance.
See, I don't like to live in misery. Knowing every year we're going to make the playoffs and lose.
David, scared money don't make money.
Okay, all right. Then you go ahead and make the playoffs and being hurt every year. Be in pain every year. Burn your jersey every year. Go ahead and keep doing that because I'm good. I'll stay on the side. I'll not be in the playoffs, and I'll just be just fine.
And just know your team is bad.
I'll be fine with it.
Okay. I'd rather have an opportunity.
It's up to the people.
I'd rather have a shot.
Look, I don't even just need the hockey elite. You could be Pistons, Tigers, Lions. If you like sports, bottom line is, I'll take anything but being the fate of a Leafs fan. Rather just not be invited.
No, terrible.
I wouldn't be able to deal with it. That would break me.
I mean, I remember having this conversation. It was with Lions fans. They were like, I wouldn't want to go to the Super Bowl. I was like, yes, you would.
You know what being a Leafs fan is?
Even though if you lost 4 in a row, yes.
Here's what being a Leafs fan is. You're a Penn State fan. Who the hell's signing up for that? You know James Franklin's gonna screw the pooch in the big game. He ain't never gonna win it all with that bum. I'd rather just be State. Then I don't even have to watch. Go to the Apple Orchard. Do whatever you like.
Because you're a fan, Mike, and regardless, you want to see your team win. You could say you're cashed out. You could act like you're cashed out. Oh, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that.
But you know what I've turned into. I now sadistically laugh at the television. I am Jack Nicholson in The Shining watching MSU. Okay, but I just hate laugh.
You're a little bit of a unicorn, Mike, so I can't put you in that crowd because you don't like the man who got you 2 Super Bowls. So I can't put you in that crowd.
Eli's a putz. 248-539-9797. David, the ticket text, early returns.
I think the only thing more painful than the Leafs game 7 or losing 7 straight of them would be the Bills losing 4 straight. Either way, I would rather not make the playoffs. If the Lions don't win a Super Bowl in the next 3-5, I would rather them have stayed terrible.
See, you know what? That person right there, he's a liar. He or she is a liar because you've seen what it looks like when you're just bad and you see the buzz that this team has now. It's pain that you keep losing in the playoffs.
I tell you what, I can expedite this. You go out and do exactly what you did last year. Home playoff game, you don't win a playoff game. That's 3 straight years of absolute heartbreak. This is why I keep telling you people are going to turn. I'm telling you.
It's not going to happen this year.
We're going to fight to the death.
17-0. Another one bites the dust.
Jim Blasta, everybody.
Okay. Good. Seven nice. Games, seven losses consecutively. You just hate to see it.
That yeah, is I from know. Time. I'm not asking you to feel their pain. I'm asking you, would you rather be them or be where you're at? Your franchise is in a rut. It ain't going nowhere. I'll take being a Wings fan. I don't need ball breaking like that. That's ridiculous.
Chris in Grand Blake says, heard a stat that Toronto has won two series in the last 20 years. That's crazy. I would rather not have made the playoffs.
Well, luckily for you, you're experiencing the latter. Because the Wings haven't made the playoffs in, I don't know, 10 year, 11, whatever it is.
From Jordan Waterford, I'm with you, Mike. I would rather be bad than not make the playoffs than get embarrassed every single year in the playoffs.
Think about the Ravens. The Ravens are good every year. The Ravens have the MVP, seemingly, every year. Do you know what the Ravens don't have? A Super Bowl appearance.
They don't.
Heartbreak after heartbreak after heartbreak. I'd rather just sit here as a Giants fan. Homeless. There's no standard. No. I don't even need to put deodorant on. I can just sit here in my filth. My team is terrible.
No, but Mike, it's here's easy. The thing. It's no, it's not. You get hope. If your team is winning, there's hope. If the
I'm because, hopeless. No,
that's apathy. That's what you don't want. That means you don't care anymore.
It feels great.
It's no apathy. Stress. It is stress. It's a different type of stress because you've convinced yourself. I didn't want to go to that party anyway. Oh, it was going to be a bunch of losers there. When deep down, you know you wanted to be there. You just convinced yourself, nah, it's better to stay home and not go and not have a chance.
Yes.
It's not.
It actually is.
It's not.
Look, the Giants either win the Super Bowl or wallow in their filth. It's a very easy relationship I have with
right,
my team.
This is going to sound very nuanced, but you can't win the Super Bowl, Mike, if you're not in the playoffs. So you have to have that opportunity to get in the playoffs and see what you can do.
Well, right. Once they do it, it's fine. But that's not what we're talking about.
No, right. But
the Leafs have shown you seven straight game seven losses. I don't want that. I'd rather be the Clippers under Donald Sterling with Bimbo Coles as my best player than deal with what the Maple Leafs are. Your example, the Bills thing, right. You end up in an institution if your team loses four straight Super Bowls. You have people sign in to visit you if you lose four straight Super Bowls. No circumstance. I'd rather just sit here. I'd rather be a Jacksonville fan.
But you made it.
Oh, great. I'm sure that's what they'll put on the banners. Hey, we made it. Floating above Ralph Wilson Stadium.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
All right, 3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. We've got some people to get to, which we will. I want to update you on what we opened with. And we are going to mix in something this hour. And it is what I think could be the single most impactful and positive change to college football that I've read about in 5 years.
And you know what, folks? He is not pulling a Jeff Rieger.
Nope.
This is legit. When I read the article, I felt like standing up and just giving a slow clap to the laptop.
I know. Like, we'll get to it. But it's positive. And I think it would be a big step if you're like me and you're kind of out on college football.
Because that's my question. I want to know.
And it would also largely get rid of the NCAA.
There's Will a you stop blaming me?
If this happened, only if state got their act together, then maybe I'd stop. But I want to get to the people. The NFL is voting on 2 rule changes. We don't know if they'll pass, they'll fail, split ticket. One is the tush push. You know I want it out of the game, so that's where I'm going to side. But that's up for grabs. The other, it's the Lions proposal. Record, not division winners, get priority. So the situation you had last year when it was you and the Vikings and the loser was going to be the 5 seed, that would be gone. The loser would have simply been the 2 seed. Mm-hmm. It in large part would get rid of divisions. And to Rico's point, you can't balance the schedule when you're still playing divisional schedules. And softer divisions will get priority. Now, it's not a part of the proposal, but I would just get rid of divisions altogether.
Right.
You may as well just play a round robin.
If that was the case, then I would have no problem with it. But if I had to choose...
Yeah.
I think you got to keep the tush push around.
Yeah, and this would probably hurt the Lions in a year like this where they're not, despite Costa's fever dream, they're not going 15-2 again. They do play in the hardest division in football, and you will in fact be a better team than whoever wins the West or the South, but they might have a better record because their division is Charmin.
Which means you have to go to their place
there you
to
go.
Play.
So that's on the table. We'll get to the people. We start with Mark, 97.1. Mark, what's going on, pal?
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, brother. What's up?
Okay, thank you. Just some additional thoughts on the tush push. You mentioned it's 85% successful for the offense.
Yes.
A proposal to maybe even it out a little bit, maybe a little crazy, but the proposal is that the defense calls the snap. Therefore, giving the defense the opportunity to get the jump on it and maybe level it out at a greater percentage. So that's a thought, and
oh,
looking
something.
For some feedback.
Okay.
And I'm going to jump off here and listen.
All right, Mark. I
appreciate the call,
and,
Mark.
And I want to be polite to you, so let me take a beat here. Hold on.
I don't think that can happen.
No. Mark, there's no world. You just called up, Mark, and said, let the defense call the snap count. Once again, if this is Occam's razor, the simplest explanation, it's not a football play. Because when you have to do the exotic things like I'm hearing people call in, you're proving my point. Let the defense snap the ball.
Right.
Okay. No. And now, here's Rico.
And that won't work because I've even seen the Eagles do a fake out of the tush push. Which was actually
brilliant,
wide open because 11 people went after the ball. So they thought, and there's the tight end just standing there like, thank you, touchdown.
Let's go to Mel, 97.1. Mel, what's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing, Mike?
Good, Mel, what's up?
Mike, man, you're absolutely correct. And y'all just said something. You must band it. For two, it's going to cause injury. And to stop the tush push, you got to sacrifice your D-line. They have to roll over linebackers, Eaton eight. That's not going to ever happen.
All right, hold two, on, Mel. Mel, hold on. I'm going to let you get to two. Uh-huh. One, the injury thing, I think that that's just a narrative that a lot of people who don't like it keep saying. I've yet to see anybody get injured off of this play because it's just leverage. There's no it's no head-on collision. It's just who's stronger, which line is stronger. Go ahead.
I get it. It's actually, if you really, it was a football play, but the Eagles did their own cheat code to it. It's called the wedge. Which you wedge a D lineman, and then you create a V, and you push, and then you can't stop it. But if they start doing different formations out of it, I did it, and I won three championships, and they banned me. They said I couldn't interlock, I couldn't push the running back. So teams started lining the biggest man that they have under center, and he just pushed, and then the running backs and the fullbacks take their shoulders and they push, and it couldn't be stopped. They banned it. Pal banned it. Pop Warner banned it. You cannot stop that play. You cannot stop it. In order to stop it, you got to dive at people's legs, and it is not going to ever be done, and they banned it. It's from the original double wing, wing T, single wing. Look at the play. It's called the wedge.
So,
but they added a specialty.
So you're saying it was banned in PAL and Pop Warner, right?
I'm saying it's going banned it now because if you don't, they will evolve it, which means you can run it from any position on the field, from different formations, and it's going to cause injury. It's new. Only one, and every team can't do it. You got to have a dominant line. But if they started doing it from different formations and running fakes behind it, and make everybody commit to that middle and do pop passes and stuff, it's going to mess the NFL up.
Well, look, and Mel, look, I'm with Rico in this one regard. Is the studies? This was something around the NFL draft that no, the injuries don't happen. I don't know how they don't happen, but Mel, the bottom line, you're right that the Eagles have manipulated this. You just got to get rid of. You shouldn't be able to have two, three people pushing an offensive player down the field. And you're seeing the tush push has now spilled into every play. Think about this, and don't close your eyes if you're driving, but if you're just chilling out and listening to the show, think about when you're watching football, how many plays actually end in a tackle versus pile up delay of 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds of downfield tush push.
Interesting you say that, Mike, because I think you get that because players now don't want to tackle because it's a penalty, so it's easier just to hold you up and wait for the referee to blow the whistle.
But they don't.
Because now if I go too high, if I go too low, it's a 15-yard penalty. Did I hit you from the back? Did I hit you from the side? Did I hit your helmet? Did I hit you anywhere in this area? It's almost like the strike zone. If you don't hit in that little area, it's a penalty. So players are now taught just stop the progress and keep them up. And as far as the PAL thing, it's like, okay, some kids are stronger than other kids. So I understand. It's why you can't throw curveball. It's why kids have different rules than adults.
Because they don't know how to protect themselves.
Right.
You have to protect kids.
If you're an adult, you're all over 250. You're all strong. It's equal footing, whereas PAL is not, because David, Mike, I don't know about you, but you've all seen the gigantic kid in PAL who basically is Derrick Henry.
Well, that's
out
why
there.
Recruiting is such a weird thing, is you get some of these kids that are just crazy physical gifted and they play in a town with one streetlight and you're like, but he had 4,000 yards rushing.
Right.
Yeah, he's facing kids that are going to be working, driving a combine next week.
Right.
It's not the same as a kid who plays at IMG Academy.
Right.
So, yes, I'm with you. I don't know. How did you tackle Derrick Henry in high school? Here's how. You didn't. I don't know.
I got a cramp, coach. 35 times?
Yep. There it is again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femininio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, Get David, getpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Get David, getpaid.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Welcome one, welcome all, or if I were pretending to be Jeremy Otto, hey everybody. Can we pull that from his update, please, David? I'm going to need that drop.
Sports.
Welcome to the sports. All right. So, also, Rico just figured out that Kid Cudi's car exploded in his driveway as he's following the Diddy trial live.
I thought it was the other way around, that he was trying to blow up Diddy's car.
I'm like, no.
Oh, boy.
It's a big day. Tigers 5-1, take the series, on to the next. And again, I know we've been a little light on Tiger talk this week because this isn't going to be the Chris Farley
Tigers
skit.
Tigers won again.
Chris Farley skit from SNL. Golly gee, Tigers are great. They're a really good baseball team. They got 120 games left.
Just so you, first time since 2006, Tigers have the best record in Major League Baseball through 50 games.
And I understand you want to do the expectation thing when we do it. I mean, look, this can go one of two ways. This is live. We could go against everything on the show sheet if you wanted.
Oh.
No. Hear me before you decide. Like, let me tell you about the specials tonight.
Okay.
Let me just tell you about
How's the specials.
So, David, what's wrong? Hold on.
I'm trying to figure out what's happening here.
What's happening is I'm offering Rico options. Balance and options. It's simple. We can go with the tush push staying, which I know is the greatest thing to happen in your life ever, because you love that stupid play, and just about what rule you want to get rid of out of sports. But here's the deal I will make you. If we do the Tigers expectation thing, don't break my balls the next 2 days about doing it.
No.
So you can have your Christmas present today. Don't be asking for another one tomorrow or Friday.
No.
Okay. Also, that haircut, criminal. That's ridiculous. So listen to me. Let's get after it, shall we? The tush push. Are we doing tush push? Okay. So.
Haircut.
That's.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to leave it alone. So listen, let's just.
Like he should be on one of those speed boats in the Everglades.
Okay. Can we just. Can we focus, please? I beg of you. Today, the tush push was voted 22-10 to stay in the NFL. The Lions' proposal was withdrawn. Really weird to me. Regarding seeding and divisions. We talked about this yesterday. Which one would you rather have? Here's a question as we sit here today. All of us at one point or another have bitched about a certain rule in sports, right? Where you're just like, get rid of this. I hate this. This is stupid. If I ask you guys right now, right, the tush push is staying. I think it's terrible, but I can't. What am I going to say? It's here to stay. What is one thing if you could change in sports? One rule. But you only get one, right? There's only one genie. It's only coming out of that bottle one time. It could be any sport, professional or college, and it has to be one singular rule. And it might be, look, the tush push, Rico, you and I battle on it. I know it's a minor thing. It's more of an annoyance to me. But there are other rules people could change that would reshape the very sport they're talking about. So you can be as grandiose as you want or as petty, like me with the tush push.
Yes, you are.
So I wanted to kind of launch that, and then we can do some Tiger expectations tomorrow or Friday. Come on. Will you please?
We're good.
Todd Jones anywhere. Looks like he's at the cocktail lounge. I tell you.
This is weird.
He's ready to party. No tie. Little open collar action. Kenny, he looks like you.
If only I looked that good,
see,
Michael.
If you had class.
If only I looked
two,
that
four,
good.
I'm going to do the handlebar looking like Todd Jones later in life.
This is that joint thing, right? Yeah. Where
yeah. No, that's weed.
Yeah, you got to ask Kevin about that one.
Okay. This is the joint broadcast thing.
Yeah, they have the St. Louis guy there. They have our guy there.
I don't know. I can't be bothered with any of it. It's just silently up on a monitor. I do think Kenny is going to look like Todd Jones later in life. I think that is a realistic outcome for Kenny.
Shaves the beard but keeps the little Fu Man.
Well, eventually Kenny will have to grow up and he'll own a shirt with buttons. It's possible. I
thought we were talking rule changes. I caught it straight.
You know what?
First
here we go.
3 minutes of the show.
Rule changes.
Rule changes.
248-539-9797. Mike, I'd like to start.
Yes, please.
As you like to say, in the sport that I ruined.
College football?
College football.
This is, you're going to use your one vote.
Yes.
What is it?
The rule that I want to be eliminated. If your knee hits the ground and no one touches you, you can still get up and run. The play is not dead.
This is your change,
Mike?
In all of sports?
Yes. Do you know how many times it's like, oh, the running back slipped, but he had 50 yards ahead of him, but he's now down. Yes, that's the rule for me. Your knee hits the ground and you're not like the NFL.
Okay.
You're not touched.
I will say
get up
this.
And run.
I agree with you to a certain extent that I would like to see more, what's the word I'm looking for? Between college and pro, kind of a unified rule front. Like college hoops, why don't we just play four quarters? Why don't we just have the three-point line?
That's my rule. That's what I want. I don't want halves. I want quarters in college basketball.
You know, I think it's the only organized college basketball that is halves.
But look at college. You only need 1 foot in bounds versus two. You knee down, you're down. Pros, you're not.
Right.
I get where you're going with it.
But how many plays would have been big-time plays, but the wide receiver or the running back slipped?
I know.
Knee touched the ground. Would have gotten the first down. Would have scored a touchdown, but nope. 2 yard loss. So that's it for me.
That's okay. No reconsideration.
Nope.
You're locking it in.
I mean, I had one for Kenny, but it was just to make fun of his sport. So,
I think he just told you were number one. David, do you want to think? Because you only get one.
No, mine is definitely the halves and quarters. I need college basketball to have quarters. I do not want halves. I'm sick of it. Just play like the NBA halves. It could be, of course, shorter time if you want that. But
hey, Izzo will still pull his starters 2 minutes into the game. It won't make a difference.
High school, AAU.
All of it. That's fine.
Women.
Yeah.
NBA.
Yeah, because
WNBA.
You sounded like Ray Lewis in that song. Did you just hear that? Now won't be the time. There might need to be a side by side right there. That was pretty strong by you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking a little more grandiose. And I don't know if this is going to be acceptable, but here we go. One portal window only. One. This is the portal date. This is the end.
Oh,
after that,
okay.
There ain't no leveraging. There's no negotiations.
I got
that. There's no leaving.
So one portal per year.
That's it. I thought that's all. And here's where it starts. I'm going to do you one better. The day after the national championship, you have 2 weeks. That's it. 2 weeks. You didn't find a job after 2 weeks? You're not good enough to have a job.
I thought you were going to say they can only transfer once.
No, I don't want to hurt the kids. Do whatever you want. Do your little prostitution game, playing at 5 schools in 5 years. You're a town bike. Everybody gets a ride. Fine. 2 weeks. Not 2 days before the season. Not 4 weeks into the season.
Not after the spring game.
Not during bowl season. And not after spring ball. 2 weeks. That's it.
That's yours.
That would fix a lot that's wrong with the sport you ruined. That would be my rule.
See, I'm trying to make the sport that you say I ruined more enjoyable for you on Saturday when you swear up and down you're not watching.
Why? We don't complete forward passes. It doesn't matter. Mike, well, at least not to the other team.
137 teams.
No, there's only one team in my heart.
Pick another one.
I want to.
Pick another
2, 4, 8, 5, 3, 9.
I'll make you a deal. I'll get you the starter kit of the hat and the t-shirt and the jacket and the pullover. Pick a team.
See, you
and
can,
I'll get you started.
I think you can do it with pro sports. I don't think you can. Well, Doug Root's against his alma mater, so I guess anything's possible. I was just saying, I don't think you can change college teams. You can. No, you can't. I went there. You can't. I'm stuck. It's like being in the mafia. I can't just get out. You can't cross the street. The pros is different. It's all vapid.
With the portal?
That's where I think kids are hoes. They're not loyal to nothing. Whatever happened to going to a place you wanted to go to school and playing for the coach you wanted to play, or they had your major and they paid you? Now it's just a big brothel. All right, I'll calm down. We're changing rules. Tush Push got voted in 22-10. Rico really strong-armed the voter pool. He was whipping up the votes like Frank Underwood in House of Cards. You got to put it next to the Ray Lewis thing, though. It's not the same. Side by side, or I'm not going to break. Oh, God, it's so perfect. All right. We'll get to business next. A lot of people want to speak on this. We're going to get to it. And I swear, Kenny, Todd Jones, 30 years from now, is Kenny. And Kenny is Todd Jones. There's going to be a day where they're going to call Kenny classy. That's my dream.
That's next week.
Jones looks classy. He looks like he's ready to go to a cocktail lounge.
He does, minus the hot dog hat. But
well, that's not a great look. All right, 97.1. Tough week for Doug. Welcome in on a Thursday. We're happy to be with you. I can't promise you sunshine or quality weather, but we'll try to give you 4 hours of good entertainment. And we have to begin with something. I went down one of my rabbit holes, and I'm guilty, and I know I'm probably on the verge of being Jeff Rieger in this regard. No, I'm not balding, and no, my voice hasn't changed. But I may offer you an oversell on something. But I was perusing the hockey world last night, and just I'm frustrated because I so desperately would like the Red Wings to be relevant and interesting and moreover exciting. So I ended up watching, and I don't know if this is like a food stamps version of American television. Kenny, what is FanDuel Overtime? Is that a Canadian program?
This is the first time I've ever heard of that.
All right.
So but everything is branded by a sports book now.
Again, it was on YouTube.
Right.
Because I wanted to just, what's the latest on Mitch Marner? I'm fascinated with the Marner thing. And they had Darren Dreger on, who is a, you know, I don't want to get into the hockey snobs ranking of insiders, but he's one of the Schefter Rappaports of the ice hockey world. So the hosts, and I don't know if it's a Toronto-based show, but they asked Darren Dreger, so, what's up with Mitch Marner? And after the soft toss, 2 minutes of, well, you know, high-quality player, and everyone will be asking, the Red Wings came up. And, I mean, if Darren Dreger could have pulled his pants down and dropped a grumpy in the face of the camera, he would have. He just was like, yeah, no. Basically, you know, Mitch Marner, Vegas, Mitch Marner, L.A. And it irked me. You like to hearken?
This is me irking.
I'm irked. I'm really effing irked. Because, and I'm so happy Kenny's with us today again. It just, allow me to irk for a minute.
Go for it.
Guys, here is my question. Because here's what I feel. I feel like the Red Wings don't matter anymore. I feel like our original six status means zero. Our beautiful building means zero. And maybe most concerning, our superstar, superhero, Marvel character, GM of hockey ops means Ugats. And my question to Kenny Cott is going to be, what do we have to do to... What do we have to do? Like,
can I hear that one more time, please? Make the winged wheel
great again. So it's this idea. We don't even get to dream about Marner. That the acknowledgement is the Wings are interested. But essentially, he ain't. So look, a lot of things can change. Maybe if the Wings came to the table with 13.25, all of a sudden you have attention.
Yeah.
But... I need to ask the question to the hockey elite, so I can't, you know, Matterhorn, bat signals up. We need to involve Kenny because, Rico, yeah. I'll ask you, David, you could ask your post.
Because I got something about it. I'm not the hockey elite, but I still haven't gotten over the fact when you hit me with the whole, well, they've been on a playoff drought longer than the Dead Wings.
Yeah, giving away cars at the Olympics.
Right, and that stopped me just dead in my tracks. Yeah. Then I had to go back and do some math, and I'm oh my God, he's right. You can't be bad. If you're this bad, you got to do one, two, three. You got to overpay, or you got to have a future in order to attract free agents, in order to get people who want to come here. You're doing neither. You don't want to give out term. You're not paying a ton of money, and you're not winning. If you're winning... People will go anywhere if you're winning.
But think about the idea. You know, he went on this soliloquy on this Overdrive program of how only thing Vegas cares about is the Stanley Cup, how they're the most creative organization and also the most cutthroat, how if you go there and you don't perform, they will kill you. And they're basically, and he's making this case for a team that's already far superior to the Wings, already is, you know, won a Stanley Cup, gone to multiple finals. And here they're going to be in the mix for Marner through creativity. And we're sitting here asking. So this idea of, and again, it's one man's opinion that Marner's not interested. I want to ask Kenny is, what is the point of Steve Yzerman then? 7 years into this. Because he couldn't get Stamkos here last year. He can't recruit. He's like Jonathan Smith. Can't recruit. Can't get anybody here. That's my one. You leave me alone.
So let's say, 7 minutes. Okay.
We're good. Can't recruit people, can't make quality trades, pro scouting is horse poop. What is the point of Yzerman then if we are now just this complete also-ran? And Kenny, I'm not telling you it's the perfect idea. I'm not. It was the idea that the Wings have become the poo-poo platter on the Chinese food menu. No one orders the poo-poo platter. Everyone serves one. I don't even know what's in a poo-poo platter. You order the almond chicken. You order the General Tso's. Maybe some sesame chicken. Salt and pepper squid. I don't know. Beef and broccoli. But no one orders the poo-poo platter. The Wings are the poo-poo platter.
And we make the joke, and I know that eventually it will be made. That too. And we make the joke about, Steve, that's what the money's for. That's not just a funny bit for me. That's not what I'm trying to make jokes here.
No.
I mean, but that's what literally the money is for. What's the point? And by the way, I know you don't care about this and people outside of the hockey world don't know or care about this, but being an original six team, it still matters.
Players, but it doesn't for us.
That's exactly, and that's part of the problem is that you have that advantage, and it does count, is counteracted by like, oh, Florida with the state tax, and you have Vegas, sure. And you have Dallas, and you have all that. That has worked directly for them. That's why Florida attracts big-time free agents.
But they're also circumventing the cap with the long-term IR thing.
The LTIR thing, yeah, that's a big nerdy thing that they do pretty much every year. But that's
not trying
to
lose listeners.
That's what good teams do, though, is things like that. They can attract and they can scout the right guys. And I'm worried. I saw a list on The Athletic of a bunch of people that they could be picking up, and it was like a list of good forwards. And then below that, it was like depth forwards that they could add. And I'm like, we're going to be looking at that list for a while because the JT Compers, the Andrew Copps of the world, that's what we're going to be. I had this gross feeling, just like I have with Scott Harris. Granted, it's working, that he would do. And by the way, Scott tried. He tried to get Bregman. I have a feeling Steve's going to give us the poo-poo platter again this offseason.
Yeah, Kenny, because I got to think that if you're a good player, why would you want to go to a team like here when you could go to Florida, you can go to Vegas, and know we possibly can win a cup. If I join them, I could be that piece to help them.
Nice building.
The cup again.
Original six, tons of money, Steve Yzerman. There would be my reasons. I'm not telling you they're better. I'm telling you those are supposed to be the reasons. And the problem is I no longer get to say that Steve Yzerman can recruit anyone here.
Right, because Mike, if that's you, you would sit there, and if I'm your agent, okay, are you really going to help this team win?
Probably not. I would.
Or they're not going to pay you a ton of money. So,
well, no. The money thing, listen, the money thing, no. Listen to me. You can't do that with a player like Marner. You can't. And certain guys like Austin Matthews didn't require 8 years.
Right.
Marner's going to want eight. And it's going to be probably north of 12.
Right.
Stop me if I'm wrong.
No. But
the value
I'm
that I've seen was, just for clarification, the value that I've seen was at least 7 years, probably eight, and at least 12.5-ish per year.
Right. And no, my only point to Rico is you don't get to F with a guy like Marner. Now, you're saying he just won't hand out money.
Right. No, I'm saying, but when you're bad, sometimes you have to overpay. It's what the Lions used to do. I know you can make this here, but in order to come here, what if we give you a little cherry on top? You're not going to get that here either.
What do we need to do to
make the wing wheel great again?
What do we have to do?
I think it starts with adding a top six forward and a top.
But you're hearing now that a guy like Marner, and again, off this overtime show, Canadian hockey show, you know, they said that Marner might be the best free agent available since John Tavares in 2019. I leave that to the hockey geeks. The point I'm making is the Wings don't even get a seat at the table. Steve Yzerman was supposed to matter. You were supposed to have a seat at the table because Stevie Y, the GM of Team Canada, the architect of Tampa Bay, the whole bold move. It feels like, seems like, sounds like it means nothing. We may as well be the New York Islanders, who no one wants to play for.
It makes you wonder, even if, okay, we don't land Marner, there's 31 other teams that would love to have Marner on the roster. They have maybe more resources, maybe a better location to do it. That makes you wonder, though, all right, take Marner out of the conversation. That's your dream boat. That's your fantasy land island guy, right? What about the second tier guy? What about a guy like Sam Bennett? He'd be great on this team. He adds everything that this team needs is a Sam Bennett type. And
so what
are we a desirable place for a guy like that?
Listeners to ask themselves the question of how far have we fallen? I mean, basically it sounds like, and again, if you roll in and his agent is like the Scott Boras of hockey, he walks all of his people to free agency. I told you, I went down a rabbit hole last night. The point is, if you came in at 8 at 104, which would be 8 years, $13 million per, you probably get a seat at the table. But to Rico's point, Yzerman just doesn't do things like that. Second of all, he couldn't recruit Stamkos here. So, like, why the hell do any of us care anymore at this point? What do we got to do to make the wing wheel great again? What do we have to do to regain our pride and our standing in this league? Yes, winning helps. But the idea is that Steve Yzerman was supposed to help with that, that the building would help. For years, I had to listen, well, you know, we have the Joe. Well, you know, everyone's scouting Sweden now. We don't have Håkan Andersson anymore. Like, that's what the money's for, Steve. And I know I'm triggered by some ridiculous Darren Dreger interview that I watched, guilty as charged. And I'm like, really? I don't even get to dream?
No, because what it did was it gave you kind of a reality check that you weren't ready for. Like, what do you mean I'm not good enough? Because that's really what it came down to. You're not good enough. You're not going to be able to attract somebody like that. He told you no.
That was the wrong drop, and I want to apologize. I went to move the screen, and I hit the board. Sorry.
I'm not hockey elite, so I'll stand down. 248-539-9797.
Damn it, I want 10 phone calls on this. I need Red Wing Nation to talk to me. What do we got to do to get the winged wheel back in the conversation? What does Steve have to do? And if he's not capable of recruiting an A-list star, a 900-point star here, then why is he here?
Mm. Wow. I knew that was coming.
I don't know anymore. Thank you, Doug. Okay, 3 o'clock. So I have an Aiden Hutchinson update. And inadvertently, Rico shared an opinion before. And I think it's worth doing this right now. So Aiden is fully cleared now for football activities, which is great. But Ian Rappaport kind of gives us a window into something more. And it goes right towards what Rico was saying. Let me read the quote to you. It does seem like while there's been some talks and discussions, it seems like the Lions' move to pay him was waiting until he got fully cleared. Now that he is, they can really kickstart the conversations, really have those discussions about making him one of the highest paid edge rushers in the NFL. First of all, and that's Ian Rappaport. I want to tell you, I would be, no hyperbole, I'd be shocked if you come to a deal with Aiden and he's not one of the highest. No. He's going to be the highest paid. I would be stunned if they signed him, Rico, and he was simply, well, he's in between Crosby and
No.
If I rep Aiden, I want Myles Garrett's deal. What you want to sign Aiden? It starts with a 4. So the question, though, and this is where it's really in your wheelhouse, about when you sign him. If you sign him now, you might save money. Now, let's take it easy. This is going to be the better part of a $170 to $200 million deal. If you wait, he proves it. He has a great year. All other DNs are going to get their contracts. You're going to end up costing yourself more. Mm-hmm. So I know you have a big opinion on it. This is all you. Because, like, for me, I think you just have to sign him. It's not a ligament thing. It's not a neck issue. He didn't have a Dante Culpepper knee injury. I got to trust the doctors and go, all right. But you disagree.
Yeah, I truly disagree. I mean, I need to see what Aiden Hutchinson's going to look like coming off of this injury. This wasn't like he pulled a hamstring. Like, he snapped his leg. I need to see that he is all the way back. Not 80% back, because if I'm going to make this man the highest paid edge rusher, I need to know I got a dog and that his body can hold up. I'm going to take the chance. If I'm the Lions, I'm going to gamble and I may lose, but under no way, if I'm the Lions, would I sign him right now, because I don't know how he's going to bounce back from this injury. It was pretty bad. His leg turned into a limp noodle. And now, yeah, he's running. He's doing all of these drills. I got to be confident before I give him Myles Garrett money, before I give him that Max Crosby, put him up there with Nick Bosa. I need to know that not only can he handle this, he's going to be here for a while. It won't be a reoccurring thing. I need to see a little bit more. I would wait a year, and if he produces, he goes out there and gives me 18, 20 sacks, Aiden, I'll pay the tax. I should have paid you off last year. I'll pay the difference this year. I'll make you the highest. I can't make him the highest paid person right now. I just can't.
I mean, David, you're looking at me. I'm not going to convince him otherwise, nor am I going to try.
I also agree with him. I do agree with him. I would also wait. I get trust in the doctors and all of that, but I would wait. I just want to make sure. I just want to be 100% that you're going to come out here and still be at the level that I need you to be at.
You realize Brad Holmes isn't going to do that, right?
I know that. You're exactly right.
I just want to make sure we're all living on the same planet.
So you think he's going to get $41 million?
Yeah, why not? 5 at 200? Why not? I mean, I just don't see a scenario. He's the poster child of the franchise. I'd be stunned. I mean, look, you guys aren't wrong in what you're saying.
And you're not wrong in what you're saying, because I know exactly. You're right. They signed people way too early. David Montgomery, And it's like, well, you know, you could have waited. Yeah, I know, but.
Yeah. But I want to hear from the fans, I guess. What do you want to do with Aiden? Do you just run to the altar? Ian Rappaport says you can now really start talks because the Lions didn't want to do it until he was fully cleared. Okay. So what do you do? I don't think David Enrico should be vilified for saying, I want to wait. And if it's going to cost me more later, fine. I want to see it to believe it. I probably lean, and maybe I'm letting what I think is going to happen affect what I want to happen. But yeah, I just probably think you pay him before the season. Otherwise, why the hell did you leave $40 million in cap space just hanging in the breeze? $42.3 million in cap space for a team that allegedly is going for a Super Bowl. Well, hell, you better do something with it. What are you going to do, cash it in for some fun bucks? So I wanted to know. I mean, people, if I said to you right now, like, hey, next week the Lions made Aiden the highest paid defensive player in the history of the sport, are you good with that? Because that's the contract I think you're talking about. If somehow, some way they signed him to something substantially less, that's a standing ovation.
Now, right. Now, if they all of a sudden signed him, and let's just say he makes $34 million a year on average, okay, I would do that deal tomorrow, but I can't make you the highest paid guy coming off of that injury. I need to see a little bit more. It's like trying to lock up a pitcher after coming off of Tommy John surgery. I need to see how you're going to be, you know, post-surgery. I don't know. If I'm the Lions, look, the cap's not real. Wait a year. It ain't like he's going anywhere. He's still under contract. And then if he's all that, go ahead and put him up in that $40 million a year range. I'm cool. But you got to show me you are back. 248-539-9797. Would you be shocked? Would you want to see the Lions go ahead and lock him up now? Or if you're like me, I need to see a little bit more. It's not anti-Aiden. I just need to see him fully recover. If I'm going to pay you to be the best, I need to see the best. I need to see, wow. Because, I mean, I don't know. Outside the city of Detroit, are we really, when you talk about the top edge rushers, is his name one of the first names that comes out of people's mouth?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've heard, you know, you hear the Garretts and you hear the Crosbys, you hear the Boses. I need to see him go out there and show I'm just as good as them. Consistently.
I do think his name is talked about in NFL circles, but I understand Mike's side of this as well, because I do believe that he will get it, because there was a reason why Aiden said what he said. Well, Brad Holmes has been saying all offseason about there's not enough money out there, all this, and because he knew, I believe, feels like, sounds like, seems like he was going to sign his guy now. And he couldn't do both in the same offseason. So, yeah, I think it's going to happen, but I don't know about that.
And, yeah, and this is one of those cases I think both things will be true. I wouldn't do it, but they will. Mike's probably correct that they're working on a deal, and I wouldn't be shocked coming back from the holiday that the Lions locked him up. And you say, 5-year, $200 million deal, an extension. It's just not me. I wouldn't do it.
248-539-9797. And again, do I, please leave the Super Bowl stuff out there too. He was never playing in the Super Bowl.
Well, you never knew.
Yeah, that answer was ridiculous, but he likes the attention. So just call it what it is. But separate that. Would he play in a game today if there was a game? No, I don't believe that to be the case. I'm just banking on you're playing against market factors. I think you two are speaking from a very idealistic standpoint. I don't disagree. But knowing what we know about this organization, I wouldn't be surprised if they signed him while he was on the operating table.
And that's what I said, Mike. Both things can be true. I think you're probably going to be more right than I am, where they're going to go ahead and say, you know what? You're our guy. We believe in you, and we sign our own.
Yeah.
Here's $40 million. You're right up there with Myles Garrett. I would just wait a year. And that's it, folks. I'm not saying you wait to the end. I need to just see him come back. Show me that he's ready to hit the ground running and that he can still go out there and get me 18 to 20 sacks, because that's what if you're paying him that much money,
yeah,
that's the type of productivity I'm looking for.
248-539-9797. We will get with the people. We'll get some ticket texts as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.